Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we look at laws that will be enforced to curtail the lighting of fires that threaten farmers' livelihood. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
In agriculture, there's a method farmers use to remove vegetation, drive away pests, and provide a burst of nutrients for planting, known as the slash and burn. During drought seasons, the practice poses a serious threat to life and property. Recent incidents of bushfire in St. Elizabeth, where farmers have been using the slash and burn technique, stand as testament to the damage that can result from the practice. Given this serious problem, the government will be aiming to enforce the law to restrict the dangerous practice. But in the meanwhile, farmers are encouraged not to use the slash and burn method.
One farmer in lighting the field also killed himself in the fire. He got trapped and he was burned to death. It's very dangerous and so desist from lighting any fires.
Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. Me call customer service right now, cause this no right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her.
The proverb for this morning is, silent river run deep. Translation, a silent river runs deep. This means that a person that is reserved and quiet isn't always as simple as he or she appears. And that's where we end this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or becoming our friend on Facebook. We're the studio engineer Joel Samuels, and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.